2 o'clock on the edge of the morning. She's running magical circles around my head. I hate to ride on the dream she's driving. She turns to kiss me, I crash back into bed. I cross the street on a grave.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph J.
Erdo.
Eric.
Eric.
Yeah, there you go. And Kathleen
Osborne.
There we go. It's a new thing we do. I don't know. And this song brought to you by, no. This
Sing
song
Street.
Is what?
From oh. Sing Street. This is another version of Up, the song that made me, another song that made me cry in the movie.
Oh.
The score singing Up. She lights me up. She breaks me up and she lets me up. Going up is so beautiful.
I don't get it. Okay. It sounds pretty funny, but I do want to ask Raj, your Gillette joke.
Okay.
All
right.
Here, he's going to do this and see what your first impression.
All right. Yes. I feel like Simon Cowell on Idol. Like, all right, go ahead now.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just going to be smug the whole time. Like, that was a terrible joke.
Well,
didn't
earlier,
like it.
I want my name to be changed because he introduces me as Joseph J. Erdo. I want to be known as Gillette because I am the best a man can get.
Okay, I got it. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. That's
a second
slogan.
Way to look at that. The best a man can get.
That's
another
also,
man.
Yes.
It could
a little iffy.
Okay. Weird that you went that way with it. Instead of the slogan for the razor.
So did Eric.
It says more about you.
It does speak volumes about you. I got it from the slogan from the razor. Like the best a man could get. And you're like, hey, you might be big on a different scene. which would work. I might just work out to your advantage.
Well,
I don't
that
know.
Doubles your opportunities. That's the whole thing.
I know. Well, last week I'm always trying to do the pickup lines and stuff. I said, your left eye must hurt because you've been looking right all day.
That's
a good one.
Just stick with Gillette one.
Yeah,
Gillette's
better. Yeah, Gillette's 100 times better than that one.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
And do people still use pickup lines? Is that a thing?
I've never heard one. I've never heard a person actually use one.
So maybe that's the problem.
Except
are you actually using pickup lines?
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Oh, man.
No.
Yeah, let's give him advice. Oh. What advice would you give him?
I don't know.
He's looking for
her. You met someone great, so, I mean.
Yeah. No, I told her the first night we met that I was going to marry her.
Oh, really? Is that true? Wow.
What
did you think, though?
That I was a creep.
Oh.
That's what I get. I tried that one too, and I said I like you so much I would marry you. And they're like, security?
No, she was heading home with a mutual friend of ours, and I was going to a different bar, and I was walking downstairs the Den on Sunset, and I go, Claire Armstrong, it's really nice meeting you. And she goes, lovely meeting you too. I go, I'm going to marry you one day. And she goes, we just met. I go, say what you want. I'm going to marry you one day. And I just walked into the bar. Like I didn't even stop walking down the stairs.
How long ago was that?
July last year?
July.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Did you say the seventh veil? I used to live in Hollywood.
Too. I said the Den, which is very close to the seventh veil, which is also the Motley Crue song.
Right. It's, girls.
Yeah. Right next to the Body Shop.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's this restaurant called Fork right next to the Body Shop. And that's where I walked in to meet a friend. And she was sitting there. And I just fell in love the first time in.
Cool.
But I don't know if pickup lines ever work. I've never seen them work.
I haven't either.
I think alcohol. Can I buy you a drink?
It worked for me once.
Did it?
Yeah, I was talking to this girl and then I had to leave, so I go later and she goes much. And it worked. And it really happened that way and I never saw her again.
That's hilarious.
Hey, do I have a chance?
You need to be
on
a stand-up comic.
I could do that?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Between what we've been talking about, like the online dating thing with the pictures.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So
you have to tell your listeners the story.
Okay. Oh, that wasn't on there?
No, that was not. That was during the break.
Okay. Well,
he's still not sure of this.
Yeah.
He's very old.
thank you. Gillette. Okay, now what happened was, so it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it was an online dating thing. And the first time I met this person, which was quite a bit after we talked for a long time on the phone, the first time I met this person, she brought pictures with her because she was rather like a lot more overweight than I.
Than her profile pictures.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so she brought her pictures and she goes, look, this is what I looked like.
That's
like 10 years ago. And
to
and,
me, it's like, why didn't you sign up in 99?
Exactly.
That's what you could have got. You got this now. Okay. So deal with that. You signed up too late.
So I was looking at the pictures and the whole time. I didn't know what to say. I would talk to her occasionally, but I go, yeah, look at these pictures.
Who brings pictures?
Yeah.
Because you. That's when you know.
Self.
Yeah, that's when you know. Like when you walk in, you're gonna have questions, and so here are the answers.
Right.
Like,
and then she went in more detail. She goes, "Look at that sexy red dress." And I go, "What? The girl in the corner or the picture?"
Look at the sexy red dress. What happened to it?
Yeah.
And let's try. Let's aim for that goal. Let's get back into that. Yeah. As a team, we'll do it as a team. We'll count points. We'll get on whatever we need
more
to
like
do.
More like calories.
It was weird. So I didn't know what to say, but I said
my favorite site on the planet right now is Christian Mingle.
Oh, neat.
Because I don't get it. I'm Hindu, so I mean, I'm yeah. obviously not going to get it, but like Christian Mingle, isn't that just church?
Well, there's different kinds of Christians.
But that's
Catholic.
Just church, though, right? Like, they built you a building for Christians to mingle.
Yeah, like,
yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
You can go Sundays and Wednesdays. There's a bake
sure.
sale every other week.
Might be a like, different you know what I mean? Type of mingle.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you don't have to sign up on a site.
Yeah.
Like,
they're not allowed to mingle until after marriage, though. Well,
that's not what mingle means. Look where hair's mine went. But maybe you're right.
Oh, there's
though.
Different levels of mingling,
yeah,
I guess.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just like
yeah, I'm just thinking like if you're just gonna hang out and talk to other Christians, that's church. Why is this a site? I can't figure this out. Like
yeah.
Hindu mingle doesn't exist. Like,
like maybe you should start that.
No, because it's temple. Like we go every Sunday and mingle. Like that's how most people get married. Is they just go to temple and their mom goes, "You should go talk to her." She seems lovely.
Now let me ask you. Are you familiar with someone named Paramahansa Yogananda? No. He came from India.
Uh-huh.
And it's self-realization.
What do you think, all Indians know each other?
We do.
No,
it's
no,
actually
no.
true. We'll,
no,
we'll,
no,
we'll talk not. At the next meeting at the next, no, next IT convention.
He was a saint. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, really. And he has temples all over. It's a cool place.
Yeah, he has the Hare Krishna temples. Is that what you're talking about?
No, Self-Realization Fellowship.
Oh, okay. No, I've heard of that, but I'm
it's
not.
It's sort
I've
of a
been.
Cross between... Hindu and Christianity. They
oh,
combine
wow.
the Bhagavad Gita
and the Bible?
The New Testament.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, because one's 10,000 years old and one's 2,000 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, I know, and they left out the old guys. I don't know what happened there.
So what is like? What role does Jesus play in this?
He's more like
a really
they
cool
call
dude?
Him like a guru.
Okay.
And he's in the middle, though.
Okay.
So they give him star billing.
He's got top billing.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
But they have other gurus like I forgot what their names are, but anyway, they're up there.
Yeah, Krishna and
yeah, Krishna, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow,
and which was
Mahabhatar Babaji.
Yeah,
Vinagata
yeah.
Devita, baby.
Yeah, that one. Vinagata Devita. On my mind.
That was hilarious, by the way, that you threw that in because it sounds like it would be there. Like,
yeah.
On the next scripture of the Vinagata Devita, yeah. I'm like,
the
iron
butterfly.
This guy knows what he is talking about. In this day and age, you can do that and be like, he is so spiritual. He's preaching from the book of Vinagata. Gita Devita. I think it's close to the Bhagavad Gita. Well, who knows? That was really good. I might steal that because that was really funny.
That was good.
You have my permission.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, everyone's got to go and check out comedian Raj Sharma out at the Laugh Factory. The last two nights were excellent. You're out there tonight and tomorrow night.
Tonight and tomorrow, and that's it. And we're back next year. So come
check
it out.
One time a year?
Really?
Yeah, come out once a year. Yeah.
Oh man,
I mean,
where else are you going to be playing? Like in L.A.?
Yeah. No, I'll be in Texas for the next 2 weeks.
Oh.
So I'll be out in Fort Worth Hyenas and Dallas Hyenas, and then mm-hmm. Starting a new tour with Ahmed Ahmed, Johnny Sanchez, and Vincent O'Shanna called "Pledge Allegiance to Comedy."
Oh wow.
Which is basically a thing that we were our response to Donald Trump, kind of.
Oh, cool. Really?
It's four different brown guys talking about. Being American and being brown, and you know his whole thing about like all brown people are bad,
Right, right.
And we're like, hey, listen, we grew up in the same neighborhood. We did the same thing, so we're going to tell you our stories.
Wow.
And so come laugh with it. And it's making America Laugh Again.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
What so a nice title.
Yeah, so just come out and laugh with us. And if you don't understand, if you think Muslims are scary, because, you know, Ahmed's Egyptian Muslim, Johnny's Mexican, Vincent is Assyrian, and I'm Hindu. So it's like, hey, if you think we're scary, come sit for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then form your opinion based on that.
That is so cool.
Yeah, so that's basically our and thank you for, and thank you Donald Trump
for
being just a crazy person and basically helping us put this together. So.
So how do people find where you're going to be touring if they want to?
They can go to my website comedianraj.com. And then my website's the same thing, Comedian Raj, for Facebook, for Twitter, for Instagram, all of it's at Comedian Raj.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But
so
when are you going to be back in L.A., for example?
I'll be back in L.A. Next week, and then we're on the road for a month, and then back in June.
At the Laugh Factory out there?
Well, I'll be at the Laugh Factory, and then I'll be at Avalon. We're doing a big show at Avalon, so you can check that out. And then we'll launch that tour at the Comedy Store. The Pledge of Allegiance to Comedy.
I may come down there.
Please do.
I have a bunch of clients. I'm also a CPA, so I have clients in California, a lot of them.
Oh, please come out.
I think that'd be hysterical. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, it's going to be a really cool tour. And it could have been timed more perfectly, and Donald Trump couldn't be
perfect
crazier.
Timing.
He just couldn't be crazier, and it's my favorite.
And we'll hear more from him. I'm predicting that he'll probably be the nominee.
I don't think so.
You don't
I have some inside information.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Can we announce it? Breaking news?
No, we can't. No, but I've asked some very powerful political people.
Oh,
and they're like, we're not going to let it happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, because I'm scared, because he could win. Like, that's the scariest part of this.
Yeah.
Like, and so I looked at her, and he's like, all brown people have to go. All brown people are bad. And I'm like, okay, where are we moving to? So it's like either Amsterdam, Australia, or moving to India. Like, and she's like, this is like a legitimate conversation. It wasn't like we were joking. I'm like, where are we moving if this guy gets elected? We picked Australia. Then we're just going to go back
Australia.
To
Australia.
Yeah. If Donald Trump wins. And so I was talking to a friend of mine who's like in the political scene. And I was like, this really scares me. And he's like, oh, don't worry. We've already talked about it. It's not going to happen. Yeah.
Well,
so that's why the whole RNC is rigged started coming out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Is because they're starting to move out of his, like, they're moving away from him. Because he's crazy. Like,
he is.
We're going to build a wall. Like, I did this joke last night. I was like, we're going to build a wall. I'm like, the wall is $26 billion. And he's like, well, Mexico's going to pay for it. I'm like, Mexico doesn't have $26 billion. Like, you'll bankrupt a country trying to build a wall. Like, they don't have $26 billion. Like, between the three of them, like, we got $6.80. What do you need? I hope that's a nail for you. I don't know what you want. But we don't have, and then the upkeep for that wall over 7 years is another $26 billion. So every 7 years, it costs $26 billion to maintain the wall that he wants to build. And I'm like, that's hilarious to me. So we're going to bankrupt countries worldwide to keep up a wall that just says Trump.
That they'll tunnel under anyway.
Yeah. Didn't El Chapo just get out again?
Did he?
Again?
Yeah.
Oh,
for the third time? Yeah.
Yeah, he can't hold that guy.
No, he owns everybody. How do you?
Oh, that's true. He has a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, he has all of it.
Well, he can build the wall.
He's got the $26
billion. He's got the $26 billion. I think he's just getting out to kill Trump. Like, that's like the,
wow,
my, the,
he
I think
got
that's
out
his,
again. That's
I think
amazing.
He got out again last week. I think he got out again.
That's incredible.
Yeah, when you can dig, you know, when you have enough time on your hands to dig 2 miles a tunnel, you deserve it. You win. You win jail. Like, if jail was a game and you dug 2 miles, you win. Shawshank Redemption, you win.
Should Sean Penn be worried?
Yes. Because he got him popped. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And the girl, I don't know who she is.
I think he's just going to go after Sean Penn.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be tough.
That's pretty scary.
You wouldn't want to be Sean Penn
no,
right now.
No, you definitely wouldn't want to be Sean Penn.
Maybe 10 years ago with pictures.
Wow. Well, You know, everyone, again, Raj Sharma, comedian Raj Sharma, will be out at the Laugh Factory tonight and tomorrow night. Check it out in Scottsdale. You got to see this guy in person.
Please do. And I have free tickets, so just call in or just send.
We can announce that after the segment here.
Yeah, we'll do it after the segment. Yeah,
and just send me names, and I'll put you on the guest list tonight, and we'll have fun. Yeah.
Excellent. Very funny. Well, thank you so much.
Hey, Raj, thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you for having me.
It's great.
Well, and this is a reprise of our first song, bringing us into the show. Yay. Drive It Like You Stole It. Hudson Thames singing this version from Sing Street. See it in theaters. I loved it. 5 stars. Breakthrough. See it and then go see Raj tonight.
No doubt about it. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back. You're turning back.